Dr. Sabri taking an office note on patient Julie Melton, M-E-L-T-O-N, Julie, J-U-L-I-E, date of birth 10-21-1959, period, paragraph. The patient is 64-year-old, white female, has a past medical history significant for one, leiomyosarcoma of the inferior vena cava with metastases to the lungs. This was diagnosed in May 2023. She underwent extensive surgery, including a right nephrectomy and reconstruction of the IVC with Gore-Tex. Next diagnosis is cobalt radiation for Hodgkin's disease, Hodgkin's lymphoma, when she was in her 20s. Next, hypothyroidism, secondary to radiation, thyroiditis. Next, heart murmur. Next, peptic ulcer disease as post bleeding and requiring two hospitalizations. Past surgical history includes splenectomy and appendectomy. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history. Patient is married, has had one son. No smoking, no alcohol use, except for occasional one glass of wine daily. No drug use, period. Family history, father died at age of 97, he had hypertension, mother is still living at age of 92, she has dementia, hypertension. One brother died from oral cancer, one sister has had breast cancer three times, one brother died from early myocardial infarction at age of 53, period, paragraph. Review of systems reveals no headache. She does have dyspnea on exertion pulses, no chest pains. She has decent appetite, no nausea, no vomiting. She has no constipation, nocturia times two, no straining. She does have urinary incontinence on and off. She does have complete bladder emptying and no leg swelling. While the systems are reviewed and are negative. Current medications include bupropion, vitamin D3, estradiol, patch, Fenbendazole 440 milligram, hydroxychloroquine 200 milligram, daily ivermectin 80 milligram daily, Zizal allergies, levothyroxine 112 microgram daily, melatonin 5 milligram daily, vitamin K2 100 microgram, takes 2 tablets daily, metoprolol, sildenafil, and turmeric. Period. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT pupils have reacted to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, and enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally. I'm sorry, she has a left carotid B that could be heard. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal S1, S2. Systolic ejection murmur 2 over the 6 could be heard. No friction of heard. Lungs are cleared to auscultation. No crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft. No hepatomegaly. No splenomegaly. No garrido bound or rigidity. Extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin. No skin rash. Not a neuro exam. Is non-focal. Investigations from April 2024. BUN 26, creatinine 1.63, estimated GFR 35 milliliter per minute. Albumin 3.9, ALT and 19 AST 24, sodium at 33, potassium 4.7. Chloride 98, total CO2 22, period. Paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. In the left solitary functioning kidney. We are going to monitor her kidney function closely, avoid nephrotoxic agents. She was provided a list of NSAIDs not to use. We'll see her back in around 2 months to recheck on her labs and kidney function. Next diagnosis, leiomyosarcoma of inferior vena cava with lung metastasis. Patient is getting therapy. and she's considering to doing phototherapy as well, and she's following with MD Anderson period next. Hypothyroidism secondary to radiation thyroiditis, continue levothyroxine. We'll check her thyroid panel. She does see endocrinology, who checks on that regularly as well. Next, heart murmur patient has a cardiologist following on that period. Next, hyponatremia, we're going to ask the patient to restrict her oral fluids if possible, period. Patient is going to see me back in around 2 months, early if need be, and report. Thanks.